Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord and welcome. This is Amazing Grace, Extraordinary Truth Ministries, and I am your host, Elder Lydia. It's so good to be with you once again for this episode of Wednesday Word. Glory to God. Amen. Our topic today is reaching for joy. Glory to God, reaching for joy. And we're coming from Matthew chapter 5 and verse 3. You may remember or recall from a past episode that I said that we would be going through the Beatitudes. Amen. And we're still doing that. But from time to time, I might take a detour, but we're going to go through them all eventually. Amen. Giving glory and honor to the Lord today as I come before you. Amen. Because he is an awesome God. He is a good, good Father. He is the shepherd of all shepherds. He is the love and the joy and the peace of my life, because he is the one that instituted. He is the one that is all those things himself. It is all in his character. It is his personality to be love, joy, peace, hope, and all of those things. And he gives those things to us. Those things become fruit for us. When his spirit is in us, amen, we begin to show forth, amen, fruits of his spirit. Those things that the Bible says are the fruit of the spirit, they begin to be displayed in our lives because of the presence of God. So no matter what we're feeling like, amen, no matter how our day has been, amen, forgive me, I'm getting a little bit hoarse. But no matter what is going on in our lives, God is still God. He is still listening. He is still reigning. He still loves us. Even if we're in a night season, God loves you. If you're in a season that you're on a mountaintop, the Lord loves you. And in either of those places, the Lord is close to you. He's close enough that you can hear him. He's right there in the room. He's right there in your car or wherever you may be in that hour or in this hour, the Lord, he is there. Jehovah Shammah, the Lord, he is there. Amen. David said, never have I seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. The Lord will not forsake us, and he has not forgotten the words that he's spoken of over us. The things that the Lord has said for you is yours. He will give it to you. Amen. And that moment in time is quickly approaching, that you will be right at the precipice of your Kairos moment, the fullness of time, when you'll see why you've been going through all the things that you've been going through, when the Lord will finally reveal this, that, and the other, when those doors will finally burst open and you'll see the blessing of the Lord. We will all get to that place. Amen. But know right now, amen, the Lord is present. He hears, he sees, and he knows, and he loves. Amen. This is the kind of love Scripture describes as an everlasting love. Amen. From before we were born and shaped in our parents, in our mother's womb, the Lord loved us. Amen. And he will love us throughout our days. Amen. The Lord will love us. Amen. But we, amen, must acknowledge him in all of our ways. And that is one of the things that is absent many of the times. We're so accustomed to doing things our own way. And it doesn't seem like a bad thing, but it is, because we call ourselves to be self-sufficient or independent, and we need to be God-dependent. Amen. And one of the phrases I'm going to introduce to you tonight is God-conscious. Glory to God. We need to be God-conscious. Amen. And we're talking about the poor in spirit tonight. Amen. And God-consciousness. We're talking about being naturally and spiritually impoverished and God-consciousness. Glory to God. Amen. Let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come before you as humbly as we know how, giving you thanks, oh God, and giving you praise, because you are God and there is no other. Oh my God, you are the creator of all things. You are the glory of heaven and earth. You, oh God, reign forever. You are King of kings and Lord of lords. You are my strength and our strength. You are our provider. You're our help in the time of trouble. Matter of fact, you're our present help. Oh, Lord God, you are glorious. You are sovereign. Everything is under your control, and there is nothing, no created being that is anywhere near the power that you have. Oh, Lord God, I thank you, Lord God, for honoring us oh, Lord, to be your children today. We are blessed, my God, we are blessed. We are redeemed. We are accepted in the beloved because you loved us so much. Lord, you came that we might have life and that more abundantly. Oh, Lord, but we recognize we have an enemy that's fast on our heels, the same enemy, Lord God, that was after you in the earth, the same enemy, Lord God, that caused an insurrection in heaven. Lord, help us, Lord God. Help us, propel us into the places you would have us to be in the spirit. And, Lord, draw us nearer, oh, God, to you, because that's what we need ultimately, is to be closer, closer to you, Lord God. Oh, Lord, to take off all the earthly garments and take off all the earthly things that the distractions and all the things that get in the way of us being in your presence. Father, we need more of you, Lord God. We need more of you in our decisions. We need more of you in our daily life. We need more of you, Lord God, in our quiet time. We need more of you when we're at leisure and at play. We need more of you, Lord, in all of our time. Oh, Lord God, we need more of you. We need more of your direction. We need more of your affection. We need more of your knowledge, more of your wisdom. Lord God, in the name of Jesus, be it unto us today. Lord, open our hearts and our minds to receive of your spirit. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. Amen. I give glory and honor to the Lord. I praise the Lord. I praise the Lord. I do want to acknowledge today my apostle. Amen. I was just thinking about her. She is the covering of this ministry, Amazing Grace, Extraordinary Truth Ministries. Apostle Sylvia Ingram of Holiness Deliverance Temple. She is an amazing woman of God. Amen. Full of knowledge and wisdom, patience, glory to God. Amen. And truth is running all through her veins. Glory to God. I acknowledge her today and I bless her in the name of Jesus. Amen. As we go forward. All right. Matthew chapter 5, verse 3. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Amen. We're going to do a little bit of study. Amen. As far as the Greek words in this text. Amen. It's just one scripture right now. I got a lot of references for you that I'm going to run down. Remember, I told you we were going to talk a little bit about being spiritually and naturally in poverty. Glory to God. And you'll see why in just a second. Amen. The word blessed is makarios. Makarios. And it comes from a root word, makar. And that root word means supremely blessed. So makario means it would be supremely, so it is happy, fortunate, well off, with an intensity attached, because that root word in there means supremely blessed. So supremely fortunate or supremely happy or supremely well off. So we're talking about the poor in spirit. So supremely well off or supremely fortunate are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. That word, are the poor, that phrase, are the poor, is stochas, and it means lowly, afflicted, helpless, powerless. It can also mean lacking in anything, destitute of wealth, riches, whether financial or spiritual or emotional. So we're here, that word actually is, that word speaks of both natural and spiritual poverty. Amen. Being in a low, afflicted place, being in a place of helplessness or a place of powerlessness. Amen. And I'm going to show you where we talk about God consciousness in the midst of that. Because when we're in a place, when we're in an afflicted place, in a lowly place, amen, the lowest place that we can go, we are never more conscious of our need for God when we are in a place of affliction or a place of helplessness or a place of powerlessness, because we know the Lord, he has all power. He's all seeing and he is all knowing. And in him, we have no lack. But from time to time, we are in that place where we are poor in spirit, where we are lowly and afflicted and helpless or powerless, whether it be money or spiritual. Amen. We're in that place. Amen. That low place where there's no place to go but up. We're more conscious. Glory to God. We become more God conscious in that place. Glory to God. Amen. The phrase in spirit, amen, is the word pneuma. And in this text, it refers to the humans, the power by which feeling, thoughts, or feelings and thoughts are governed, but this can also refer to the Holy Spirit depending on its use in the sentence. I wanted to make sure I brought that out. Glory to God. So those are the three words I wanted to bring up to you. So what does it mean to be poor in spirit? So poverty cannot, poverty, glory to God, I'm getting a little tongue-tied. God rebuke you, Satan, in the name of Jesus. Amen. The word of God is going forth. Amen. And the people of God are going to be blessed in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. We're talking about reaching for joy today. What does it mean to be poor in spirit? Poverty can be natural experience, and it can also be a spiritual experience. Glory to God. And either way, and whether it is natural or whether it is spiritual, we need God. When it is a spiritual poverty, there is a spiritual emptiness that is there without God. There is spiritual emptiness that is there without God. And when one comes to the realization that they are empty because they have a need for God, because there is a God-shaped void somewhere within us, amen, that nothing else can fill. And we've tried all kinds of things to fill it. We've tried money. We've tried sex. We've tried ambition. We've tried all kinds of things. Food, nothing is comforting. Nothing is comforting. But when we come to that realization that we have a need for God, amen, we were made for God. We were made to give God glory. We were made to be in relationship with the true and the living God, with the God of creation, with the Savior of all the earth. We were made to be in relationship with Him. And if our life is void of that relationship, we are spiritually impoverished. But there are also times, even in our spiritual walk, when we'll feel as if we are spiritually impoverished, where we might feel like we're helpless and we're most definitely afflicted. And maybe it's sickness, or maybe it is finances, or maybe it's relationship issues, but we might feel like as if we are. Glory to God. Amen. Amen. So in this point, when we come to the realization that we need God, that is our God consciousness. Amen. It's not a self-satisfaction or a pride coming from an independence, but it is one recognizing that we need God. And sometimes we don't know what that need is. Amen. Until we begin to reach out, until we begin to cry out, and the Spirit of the Lord will direct. Amen. But it's recognizing the need for dependence on God for everything. It is that acknowledging Him in all of our ways. There's a song that says, God is the source and the strength of my life. Amen. We know that He protects us. He sustains us. He delivers us. He provides for us. He is our help. He is our strength. And it's by His power that I ... Whatever it is, amen, it's by His power that you can. It is by His power that you do. Glory to God. Blessed are the poor in spirit, those that have been afflicted, those that are in a place of helplessness or powerlessness, that recognize that they need God. And there is nothing else that can deliver them. There is nothing else that can see them through. God is the source. Jesus is the source and the strength of our lives. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. God opposes, amen, the proud. Amen. Let's go to some scriptures. He opposes the proud, but He gives grace to the humble. Amen. The poor in spirit have humbled themselves under the mighty hand of God. They recognize that He is God and that they need Him. They have a God consciousness. We need God for everything. Oh, we might think we are independent, but there is no way we can sustain ourselves in the earth. We can't even control our own heartbeat. I mean, you can't control how many times you breathe. You might hold your breath for a minute and cause yourself to faint. Glory to God, but you cannot control it. No, you can't. You can't. You might think you can, but you cannot. Glory to God. We need God all day, every day, whether we're in a mountain season, in a valley season, in a night season, in a fiery warfare season. We need God all day, every day. Amen. We must be God conscious. Glory to God. We must be God conscious. Blessed are the poor in spirit. Blessed are those that have when they afflict their souls, because they recognize they need God. Amen. When we go into fasting and prayer, we are afflicting our souls because we know we need God. Amen. We need God. We need God. We need him for everything. And we have an enemy, amen, whose only mission is to kill, steal, and destroy. I don't care how he pretties up the package. He might make it look like the most beautiful thing you have ever seen. But behind, amen, that beautiful packaging and that gorgeous bow is death. It is death. Blessed are the poor in spirit. Afflict yourself. There are times we have to afflict ourselves. Glory to God. And for those that don't know God, it is time, amen, to humble yourself under his mighty hand, amen, because the kingdom of heaven is yours when you afflict yourself, when you bow before him. Glory to God. 2 Corinthians 7:10, it says, the kind of sorrow God wants us to feel will take us from sin to salvation. Amen. The word says, for godly sorrow worketh repentance to salvation, not to be repented of, but the sorrow of the world worketh death. Amen. Blessed are the poor in spirit. Romans 4:8 says, blessed is the man to whom the Lord will impute his sin. Amen. It means he won't count it against you. Glory to God, because you found a time to afflict your spirit. You find a time to humble yourself under the mighty hand of God and beg his pardon, and you change your mind, and the Lord will not count that sin against you. Glory to God. Let's look at some references of scripture. Last week, I came to you with Matthew 11:28. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Blessed are those that will afflict their souls. Blessed are those that have come to a realization that they need God. Blessed are those that have a God consciousness. Glory to God. They're in a lonely place, in a place of powerlessness, in a place of helplessness, and they recognize they cannot do it themselves. And the Lord is telling you, come unto me. Glory to God, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. The Lord is not like our natural rest. Amen. His rest is true. Glory to God. His rest is more invigorating. His rest is refreshing. His rest makes us new. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Remember, I said there are times, amen, we feel as if, glory to God. Amen. We are at the lowest of the low. We're in the midst of a night season. Amen. But 2 Corinthians 4:8-10 says, we are troubled on every side, yet not distressed. We are perplexed, but not in despair, persecuted, but not forsaken, cast down, but not destroyed, always bearing about in the body the dying of the Lord Jesus, that the life, glory to God, that the life also of Jesus might be made manifest in our bodies. Glory to God, amen. When we're in, amen, those seasons, amen, when our souls are afflicted by one thing or another, glory to God, we are troubled on every side. It just feels like everything is coming against us, but we are not distressed because we have a living hope within us. Glory to God, who is always watching and always answering and always looking out for his own. Amen. He has blessed us, amen, with every spiritual blessing in high places, in heavenly places, in Christ Jesus. Glory to God. And though we might be perplexed and we just don't understand, we just don't know which way to go, we are not in despair because the Lord is warring for us. The battle is the Lord. Amen. And vengeance is mine, saith the Lord. So we don't have to go up against anybody physically. And even as we put on our weapons of warfare and we go forth in the name of Jesus, the battle is ultimately his, and vengeance is the Lord. Amen. And we know he is always victorious. There is not a time that we have ever seen, nor have we ever known, nor will we ever know, where God has not been victorious. And because his spirit is in us, we are victorious as well. Psalms 46:1-2 says, God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore will not we fear, earth be removed, and though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thou which hast shown me great and sore trouble shalt quicken me again, and thou shalt bring me up again from the depths of the earth. So no matter what comes, no matter what goes, no matter what's falling, no matter what's rising up, amen, we are in the hands of the Lord. Glory to God, and he will recover, he will restore, he will heal, he will deliver us. Glory to God. No weapon, the word of God says, that is formed against us shall prosper. It is part of our heritage in the Lord. Amen. When we are afflicted, when we are in those lowly places, amen, we are close, glory to God, to the kingdom of heaven. It says, theirs is the kingdom of heaven. The glory of the Lord is surrounding us, glory to God, when we are afflicted, when we feel as if we're helpless. But glory to God, we are never without help. We are never helpless, and we are never alone. Glory to God. Psalms 147:3 said, he healeth the broken in heart and bindeth up their wounds. Amen. The Lord heals the broken in heart. Amen. He heals our brokenness when we are low and afflicted. He heals our brokenness and he binds up his wounds. Amen. The blessing of the Lord is upon us. Amen. John 14:27 says, peace I leave with you. My peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. Glory to God, because the Comforter is here. Amen. The Holy Ghost is here to direct us, even in our place of lowliness, how to stand and how to war. And not only that, he will intercede. The Holy Ghost intercedes for us with groanings, amen, that we don't even understand, amen. He intercedes on our behalf, amen, when we're in this place, and ours is the kingdom of heaven. Psalms 134:18 says, the Lord is nigh unto them that are of a broken heart, and saveth such as be of a contrite spirit. Glory to God. Romans 5:8, but God commendeth his love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Glory to God. Psalms 34:19, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivered them. He delivers them of them all. Amen. God has not left us without remedy. He is there. Blessed. Amen. It says supremely blessed. That word Makarios, it means you are supremely fortunate. Glory to God, supremely fortunate. Because never are we closer to the Lord than when we're in a place of loneliness and affliction. That has been my experience throughout my life. Every time I was in a place of loneliness, every time I've been in a place of affliction, amen. And at first, I didn't feel the Lord, and I didn't understand what was happening all around me. Glory to God, but the Lord always rescued me. He always let me know he was there. He always recovered me, amen, and miraculously in some time. And there's sometimes it was through healing, and other times it was absolutely a miracle. Glory to God. I should be dead right now if it were not for the miracle-working power of God Almighty, because I was in a place of affliction that I could not recover with myself, and I knew I couldn't, but I know a God, hallelujah, that loves us so much. Glory to God, and he is always near. Glory to God, those that are broken in spirit, those that are in a low and afflicted place. So if that is you today, you are supremely blessed, because God is setting you up for a breakthrough. He's setting you up for a breakout. Glory to God. He's setting you up for a closer relationship with him. Dive in. Recognize your God consciousness. Because in this place and in all other places in our lives, we need God. We should have a God consciousness always. But it's something about being in an afflicted space. It's something about being poor in spirit. And then when we are in the depths of something, we recognize, oh my God, just how much we need him. We even recognize in that space how we've taken him for granted. Oh, Lord, forgive us, Lord God, for taking you for granted as much as we have. Amen. But we're reaching, Lord God, out of the depths, glory to God, for joy. Unspeakable joy that comes only from the presence of God. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. God bless you. God keep you. And God anoint you in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. I hope you were blessed today. Glory to God. Amen.